everybody. Welcome to the first episode of Imagine This. I'm Katherine Harris, and I'm with Gavin Bowman. We're technical evangelists. I'm based in San Francisco, and Gavin is based in Boston.
Only the coolest city on the world.
In the world.
Yeah.
San Francisco is still pretty cool. This series is going to be for you all. It's a source of information and inspiration for tech lovers hosted by us, tech lovers. So each episode will have this cool inspirational quote to kick off the show and everything. And we'll talk about industry tips and tricks and highlights and what's been happening. So to start things off, the quote of today's episode is, "Our industry does not respect tradition. It only respects innovation." And that was said by the one and only Satya Nadella from Microsoft. He's our current CEO. Kind of awesome guy, wouldn't you say, Gavin?
Oh, he's really great. So to command attention, all Satya Nadella needs to do is look inspirational and speak really, really lowly. In order for me to command attention, I have to like flail my arms a little bit and like run around in circles. So I like his style. It's really cool. Really cool. But innovation, that's literally the premise of this episode, of this series, right? Just to innovate and be, I call it just being cool, because innovation is kind of the definition of, you know, what cool is. So, yeah. So Kat, if I want to be innovative, but I don't know where to start, like maybe I'm not, you know, an experienced developer, or maybe I am and I just want to, you know, find some more resources, where would I start? There's so much out there.
Right. Really? So great question, Gavin. There are a bunch of resources. I'm just going to name a couple. Microsoft Virtual Academy is number one. Channel 9, it's kind of like the YouTube of learning how to code and new tech stuff. We also have Raw Tech on there. So that kind of gives you just a raw kind of view of what people are doing in the industry. Mm-hmm. Pluralsight is also amazing. You get 3 months free. With your DreamSpark or Imagine This subscription, and then also if you're a student, right?
Yeah, so professionals, it kind of sucks to be you there.
But you got to pay. But we also have Code Academy and Khan Academy, and just blogs online. Bob Tabor, his blog is great for introduction to all types of coding. So just to rattle off a couple.
It's great. So what are some that you use? What are your favorites?
I really like using Channel 9 and Microsoft Virtual Academy. Also, I do a lot of game development, so I use Unity as my game engine. So Unity Learn has a bunch of cool videos and tutorials about how to learn about game development. Any favorites for you?
So I'm also a big fan of Channel 9, actually. I like Raw Tech. It's like a developers after dark, right? You know, there's none of that. None of that, you know, multi-million dollar budgeting on the video editing and things like that. It's just cool stuff all the time. So that's great. I also like MVA. I love Microsoft Virtual Academy. And I focus on mobile app development. So Microsoft Virtual Academy really helps me stay, up on current trends, on what's really popular in mobile app development. And I can still stay platform agnostic. You know, I don't have to, like, marry myself over to one company or another, you know. Which is great. It's great. It just keeps options open as a dev. It's awesome.
Yeah. And there's so many more resources online. You can just search for them, and there'll usually be at least one or two blogs that have gone over making X or Y cool tech or project that you can do on your own.
You know, Kat, there may be one or two that I've seen your face on, right?
Have you now?
Hashtag shameless. Plug.
Hashtag all the time.
Let's do it.
So if you could go to, I also do a bunch of intro to development stuff, again, mostly around gaming. So you can go to kahari.com, and that will have my blog of a bunch of cool tech things that I've done, like how to intro to Unity, intro to working with the Kinect and Oculus, and a bunch of other gaming stuff to kind of teach y'all how to game and then take that game to the next level. And you, Gavin, I know you have some stuff as well.
A little bit here and there, you know, nothing too crazy. But I do. I have a blog as well, theothergavin.net, which is great. It's the best title ever for a blog, just saying. And I do some stuff on, I'm recently getting into Android development. So as I'm learning it, I'm also blogging about my findings and, you know, just little tips and tricks and things to increase productivity with the dev environment. And I'm also really, really, really into Azure, our cloud platform, and media in general. So I do a lot of work around there, and I've got some blogs up there on getting started and just having a great time with media stuff. It's great. It's great. So much fun. Media is cool.
Yes. So any other kind of like innovation that you know that is happening, like for our friends, or other types of innovations happening in the industry that you know about?
Well, yeah. So part of the most amazing thing about being a tech evangelist is that I get to have my feet on the street. And that's going to be my awkward segue into the next section, feet on the street.
There we go. You see what we did there? You see?
Yeah, we got it. We killed it. This is totally not scripted, guys. the idea is, it's really not. We're just going with it. So the idea is that, you know, you've got innovation on the mind, you know, you're thinking about it, you got some coding ability under your belt now, where do you go? What places in the community can help foster this? And truth be told, if you're a student, it's not far away. There's plenty of different avenues to get started, to have a good time. There's hackathons happening. If it's not on your campus, and it's probably on your campus, but if it's not on your campus, it's on a campus near you. Hackathons are literally this trend that if it's taken university by storm within the last 5 or so years, it's 1 to 2 day periods of just students getting together with their development machines. Some of them come in with external monitors, a bunch of Red Bull, Snuggie. Yeah. And yeah,
or
they
two.
Just come. Or two, yeah. Or if you're me, like 8. They just come in with an idea. A bunch of companies come to sponsor, and they offer up their APIs and programming interfaces and things of that nature. And students spend 2 days building cool stuff. And it is so much fun. The environment's great. It's all about learning. No one cares how much you know or how little you know, so long as you're open about learning and having a great time. So with that being said, so that I can actually prove you guys that the words I'm throwing at you are not lies, check out this Cal Hacks at UC Berkeley, which is one of their biggest hackathons.
I was there.
West Coast. Yeah, Kat was there.
I was there. I was helping out. If you were one of the students there, you probably saw me. I was the tiny one with the pink hair standing on the tables, being
nice.
Like, swag, free swag. And then also helping y'all out with a bunch of Azure cool stuff that a lot of students made. So that was awesome.
That's sweet, sweet. Well, yeah, check out our footage there. You know, the West Coast has awesome hackathons. I mean, they're not as cool as the ones on the East Coast, but it's a great way to get your feet wet, you know, if you're West Coast bound and all that. And one thing Microsoft is really doing with hackathons is making sure that we're there, we've got our feet on the ground, we've got our tech, and just offering it up to creative folks to do creative things. Changing the game one hack at a time. Boom.
That was really good.
Mike.
Feeling the energy of everyone around you, and it's really cool to like just like look up and see like so many people working on so many weird and crazy things together.
My favorite thing about innovation is that it can be anything. Like coming here, you can come with no idea, but a keynote speaker or a random conversation can just spark creativity, and you just make something new, and it can be amazing.
I think it's just the possibility of creating something that can change the world, make somebody's life a little better, a little easier, solve a problem. I think that's what I love about the whole concept.
to be innovative and creative beyond just school projects that they already gave you all the guidelines for. So I remember being in classes and just going through all these rules and making code that I wasn't passionate in. But then when I went to my hackathon, I realized there's so many APIs I could use to make this idea just come alive. And so the whole idea of being, knowing that I'm able to create this, knowing that there's people to help me, knowing that I have the power to make something that I thought was just an idea into real life, that's why I love hackathons.
Awesome.
Yeah, so I hope you enjoyed those clips. So if you are feeling inspired, now you have the resources to go out and do all the cool things. And so at the end of these episodes, we're all going to have a challenge. And this week's challenge is to, you know, start innovating and never stop at all.
You're right. Never stop at all innovating. And a good way to do that is just to get your feet wet, right? Don't be nervous about not having experience. Just get in there and have a great time. Meet some awesome people and find it. If ever, you know, you run out of ideas, which should never happen because, you know, I'm sure you guys have as many lurking in the darkest, deepest recesses of
your mind.
Like I do. But if you do, just look at your everyday. Look at things that you do every day. And, you know, maybe there's something about your daily activity that just isn't great. And, you know, you can find a way. Think, well, how can I make this better? And then find some friends, kick them into working with you. And, put your innovation to the test.
If there aren't any hackathons or sort of events for you to do at your school or just in your area, create them yourself. Get a bunch of friends together. Get some non-friends together. Go make friends.
Get non-friends together.
Yeah.
Go ask people on the street.
Do it. And ask them if they want to, like, you know, hack on this cool idea you've been working with. Or game jams. That's the one that I always do. Just like, hey, let's see if we can make a game in 48 hours or so. And, you can also test out your innovation by going to Imagine Cup and signing up for that. And you can win, like, $50,000. So
yeah, for being awesome.
For being awesome, yeah, and just trying it out. So, yeah, make your space a better place and keep innovating.
Definitely. Listen to Kat, sign up for Imagine Cup. I'm told that the link is going to be on the screen right here because of video editing awesomeness.
Or down below in the description.
Either down below or above.
Or on the side. We don't know where it will be.
It'll be somewhere. It'll be here.
Yeah. Well, we hope you enjoyed the video. This was episode 1, and we will see you soon. Bye, guys.
See y'all.